USAopoly is the company behind your favorite top quality custom board games made with brands you love. They're your source for authentic hot pop culture board games and puzzles. They also create award-winning tabletop experiences that will keep your game nights fully entertained, laughter, and shareable memories. For more details, go to USAopoly.com. That's USAOPOLY.com.
Warning. DC on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
I'm not a cop anymore. I'm from the future.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you really heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
What's up, guys? Welcome. You're listening to DC on CW, the Flash Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile, download that Rain Man Digital app. It's available on iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Simply search Rain Man Digital. You can also find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher. Same thing, search DC on CW. Once you get there, though, leave us a review. Helps the show out a lot. We get good feedback from that, so please, please do that for us. As always, I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And today, we'll be breaking down and discussing The Flash Season 4, Episode 9, Don't Run, the mid-season finale. Christmas time in Central City as Barry and Caitlin both get kidnapped in the mid-season finale. I mean, what's a good mid-season finale without some kidnapping, right?
Maybe a fucked up Christmas party and everything else that goes along with it.
Well, Christmas episodes typically, always come with the Christmas party and oh my God. And then
at somebody's house with some kind of weird twist.
Yeah, it's so weird how that all works.
Huh. Pretty much the standard issue Christmas episode.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is doing the mid-season finale around Christmas time in December totally makes sense.
Yeah.
You can always do that fun Christmassy. I mean, we'll air quote fun because I'm sure Barry wasn't having fun in this episode.
No, not at all.
Neither was Caitlin. So there is absolutely no news this week.
Because it is Christmas.
Because it's the end. Yeah. So we're just basically going to jump right into the damn show and get started here. Now, this is Flash Season 4, Episode 9, Don't Run. This was directed by Stephen Plaszynski. That's right. Said his name correctly. And written by Sam Charlson and Judalina Neera. So the mid-season finale finally faces our huge challenge. We kind of were wondering, what was going to happen with the Thinker, where we were going, what was going to happen, why is he going to be formidable? And damn, for sure, we found out this episode.
It's another standard DC on CW, on the CW technique. It's usually... mid-season finales announce the plan of the bad guy
and kick everything and kick you right in the teeth.
Yeah,
I mean that's a standard for the DC shows.
I mean,
shows.
You think Deathstroke killed Oliver's wife or mother?
Mom. Yep.
We've always had those things at the very end of the year to go, oh shit.
They like to cliffhanger the shit out of the mid-season finales, and you know what, man? I like cliffhanger innings. It gets me excited for the second half. I mean, it sucks. I got to sit here and basically wait, for the second half. But I mean, it gets us started. It gets us excited. And we get to see a few things that we were kind of curious about, like, for example, Amunet. I actually liked the character and I thought she was pretty cool. So Caitlin basically is kidnapped by Amunet, because they need her medical skills to save a telepathic meta. Now we would kind of wonder what the next meta we were going to run into, and see kind of where we were going. So that's kind of what we get. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, but first before we talk about her being taken, let's talk a little bit about how the episode kind of started with, I think it was Dibny, Cisco, and, who's the third? I'm like, why am I Wells. So I just want to ask you, and I know, Bob, we had this conversation before we went on air, but when someone screams baking soda, now, if you're not educated or not on the street smarts, when someone screams baking soda in the club or whatever, that means cocaine.
Coke. Yeah.
So
I was so confused by that whole scene that pissed Caitlin off was because they kept yelling baking soda
and
talking about her alter ego.
Is Caitlin hitting the fucking snow? Like, literally? Like, that's I don't know where they were going.
Yeah, that's a different, yeah. Different type of snow.
I don't know what they were going with that one. I mean, I could foresee, you know, Killer Frost, you know, doing a little nose candy here and there, but, you know, she seems like a bad bitch, but I just don't know. That was weird. Were you weirded out by that?
I definitely was. I really did not know where they were going with it and why they kept yelling baking soda and talking about partying with, you know, her alter ego and how much more fun she is and all this other stuff.
I mean, like, let's be honest. Okay, I'm gonna swing it this way. So if like I had an alter ego or like I changed into something else and I walked into a room and y'all were saying, oh yeah, the other Ryan's way cooler than this, I would be like, damn, y'all, like I suck that bad compared to my alter ego.
It's part of me. That would be depressing as hell.
Yeah, I'd be like, I thought I was kind of fun. No.
And have inside jokes with your
Yeah.
I'm in love.
Just listen, guys.
I don't even know if this is a part where they start
yelling baking
soda.
I don't know what's in here, too.
But yeah, there's whole songs about baking soda and cocaine. So
I just, like, dude, like, obviously,
they're having a lot more fun with Killer Frost than they are with Caitlin.
And let's be honest, like, who would I rather hang out with? I'd rather hang out with Killer Frost. I mean, I'd be like Dibney, dude. I'd be trying to get that. Killer Frost way hotter. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Caitlin. But Killer Frost is where it's at. Never mind.
Especially with baking soda?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Some baking soda and Killer Frost, shit would get real. So yeah, I mean, if my friends, I would be really depressed. If you guys were like, you know, oh, other Ryan's way cooler, I'd be like, oh, fuck, man. Like,
it's like blackout drunk Ryan's way funnier.
I actually probably would. That's probably true. Oh, God. Don't remind me of that. Now let's jump into the part where she basically, Caitlin gets kidnapped by Eminent, and we'll talk a little bit about, you know, she basically gets the ultimatum. Do this surgery on this Meta or you gonna die. I'm gonna shoot you with some metal shards, just like I did this dude. That's what they did. Like, and if he dies, you die. Like, damn, talk about pressure. Okay. Yeah, like, no, dude, it was weird. Like, she had that ultimatum, and it was like, no, you know, if he dies, you die. So yeah, I mean, that was tough. That was for her. I mean, dude, if it were me and I was in that situation, I'd be like, whoa, what the hell, man? Like, so. We're going to take a quick break for some technical difficulties. Once we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the surgery or die, Caitlin. But first, a quick break.
Come with me if you want to live.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
Jesus. It's what I do.
Yeah,
I'm the slave master. Goddammit.
Oh, all right.
Once again, will you allow? Because I don't want him to assault you. That's one thing I won't do in the show. I will whore you out only if you're willing.
Can he just?
I think of yourselves as, you know, that girl that just comes off the bus stop in L.A. and she doesn't have a lot of money back in the 60s or 70s, and she sees herself a nice young stud of a black man across the street. These are the old days, guys, the 70s and 60s, the days of pimping. And he treats her right, takes her out to breakfast, to Denny's, gives her coffee and a grand slam, and he tells her he's going to make her a star. And she feels comfortable, and he slowly woos her, not condoning this type of action. I'm just saying that's what I'm like. I'm not condoning it. It's not for everybody. But I'm saying,
hypothetically,
but essentially, I'm the black stud of a man hanging out across the street trying to whore you guys out, making you guys feel comfortable.
And each of us on the show is that girl that got off the bus in the wrong part of town.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
Holodeck 3 program is reinstated.
Open sesame!
Star Trek to Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I know that's blasphemous to so many science fiction fans out there, because so many people believe you can't be fans of Star Trek and Star Wars.
Star Wars, it's weird.
The producers of Star Trek would never go up against this on the same weekend as release of Star Wars and vice versa. That's just silly.
It'd be silly, but oh my God, I think the geek community would just explode at that point.
Oh my God, I'm going to wear my Star Trek gear and I'm going to set phasers to kill for any Star Wars fans that get in the way. Good luck blocking that with your saber. No.
Can you picture, though, if, like, we've always been speculating about, like, Dave Filoni's next project. What happens if it's a live-action Star Wars film or Star Wars TV show?
Yeah.
And they put it right against Discovery.
Oh, that would be something. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? Set phasers to full effect on Dave Filoni's penis. Oh, you can't defeat Dave Filoni's penis because we're gonna put a ray shield over it. Take that, Star Trek baddies.
Star Trek from the Holodeck, exclusively on Rain Man Digital. Go to RainmanDigitalMedia.com or Patreon.com/RainmanDigital.
End simulation.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL30. That's DEAL30 at AdamandEve.com.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
All right, guys, we're back. Sorry about that. I had to go take a poop real quick. And just kidding. No, we had some technical difficulties, but
the gods didn't want me to talk anymore. Like, and my mic just shut up.
Yeah, they just basically struck down his mic in the middle of talking.
So, you were going to say something stupid.
Yeah, mic off. Anyway, so what we were talking about, they're talking about Caitlin and she got kidnapped. One of the things, you know, Aminette gave her that kind of that ultimatum and then was like, oh, by the way, here's all your ancient equipment. Good luck. Like,
I got a bottle opener, a rusty screwdriver.
like, yeah, okay. Here's a drill, you know, some rusty, you know, pliers. Good luck.
Silly putty.
Yeah, some duct tape. And yeah, you'll be good to go. Like, dude, that talk about putting, like, handcuffing the shit out of her, dude. Like, hey, you're a bright mind and everything, but good luck with this one.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you pull that thing out wrong and done. The guy's a vegetable. Like, that's no business, no joke.
Like, can't you control your superpowers better and, like, slowly remove it out?
Yeah, like, or, you know, just not shoot the dude in the neck, you know, hit him in the leg or something so he can't run away.
Oh, you sound like people.
I know.
You just sound like those guys that blame
the
cops.
Shoot him in the leg, yeah.
Why'd the cop have to shoot him in the chest? Should have aimed for a leg.
Because it's so easy to hit someone in the leg. Dumb people. I did like the fact that Caitlin used the meta to try to escape. Because you think about it, he's got telekinetic powers. He can like hear what people are thinking. Mm-hmm. So at that point, oh, we're going to turn here. We're going to, like, he can figure out people's routes, right? But it doesn't fucking work. And I mean, that would have been too easy, right? I mean, it would have been way too easy.
And okay, so knowing what we know at the end, if he got away, would it have made sense? Either way. If it was like a setup by the whole, like, to get him in with the team.
Yeah. I mean, it would have made sense if he got away. I mean, it would have gave him even a better in. I mean, the in that he got in at the end was fine.
But he, you know.
It would have been even better if he escaped with I almost said Felicity, but, Jesus Christ, with Caitlin.
But he would already had it taken over that body.
Right, right, which we'll talk about here in a bit. But did you find it kind of weird after they got caught trying to leave that Amunet gave kind of like a pep talk? Like, it was a little weird, was it?
Okay, so the way I looked at that wasn't that okay. It was weird. That, remember, they were friends-ish. Like,
right.
You know, they kind of worked together.
Right, when she was Killer Frost.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that, and she wanted control of the Caitlin part of it. So they knew that it was both parts.
Right.
So maybe it was something like that, that they actually had a relationship at one time.
Did you like the agenda-driven buzzword speech about harassment? I mean,
I know it was written before Kreisberg got his fucking ass kicked off of the show for doing it. You know, so I thought,
but it's still.
Yeah, but you know, I just thought it was weird timing based on the fact that the week before
all
the
shit was going on,
Kreisberg got fired for grabbing ass.
It just, I don't know, man. It seemed kind of ill-placed. And I get why they did it. They tried to make her seem powerful, like woman and, woman power and all that stuff. And I get that, man. Like, look, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Because, look, man, if someone did that shit to me and I got fucking superpowers, I'd whoop their ass too.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm not going to make some heartfelt speech in front of someone about it. I'd be like, yeah, I made him pay. And that's it. I wouldn't have went in depth with it. Like, yeah. I don't know, man. It just... it was weird. I mean, she did tell us, you know, she talked about the accelerator explosion, which was cool, you know.
At least we know she wasn't a bus accident.
Right. She was a meta, the original.
Yeah. She's an OG meta.
Yeah.
Not an
OG,
a bus meta.
Yeah. A bus. Sounds so
short bus meta.
Yeah, we thought the same thing.
That'd be funny if she said it. Like, I was, you know, made by the particle accelerator blowing. I'm not one of them short bus metas.
Dude, that would have been great. Oh my God. They would have got so much flack for that though. I loved the part because I was like, oh man, she's actually going to do this surgery. Like, she freaking turns the drug. Now, question I had though about that, because she basically drugs the room and they pass out, right? Yeah. When she goes to do the work on Dominic. Why didn't she pass out? And why didn't Dominic pass out? If the whole room is...
because they were covered by curtains?
Curtains stop gas?
I don't know, Ryan.
I was just asking. So, like, that's a little bit of a...
It's called a plot hole, buddy.
I don't know anything about those. I just thought that was weird. I mean, other than that, like, if there was some way they explained it, that was pretty rad, dude. Like, for her to think about that and, like, drug them and knock them out, pretty neat. I thought it was okay. Yeah. I mean, even I did like the surgery. She pulls that thing out of his neck. That was gnarly, dude. That, like, watching it come out of his neck. I don't know why shit like that gets me like, ugh. I don't know, dude. It's just weird. Like seeing something that shouldn't be in someone's body, like come out of their body, you know, like tapeworms and shit. I don't know where
you're
I was.
You watching a bunch of tapeworm videos? Are you like the guy that watches the YouTube pimple popper videos?
I have seen them. I don't go and like Google them. Like, ooh, this is fascinating.
Okay. Because the only reason seem like really obsessed.
Well,
with
no, like,
like pulling things out of bodies.
God, that sounded terrible. So like lately, I don't know if you saw in the news, there was some dude that escaped North Korea, and
he had like
they found tapeworms in it. Like, dude, like big ass ones.
Yeah.
So it was just something I saw recently on the news. So not that I'm like,
get the Beetlejuice snake in him.
Dude, no joke, dude. Sandworm inside of him, dude. But yeah, I thought that scene was cool. I liked how Caitlin kind of used her smarts to get out of the situation and, you know, didn't have to use Killer Frost, you know. I also want to know, like, dude, Amunet must be some kind of fucking boss, dude, because she's back to, like, normal within, what, like 20 seconds? That knocked her out and she was like, she got up. She's like, damn.
The metametabolism.
That's, you know what? It works. I'll allow it. Works for me. Thankfully though, and also awesomely, Cisco and Elongated Man just show up to save them because, that scene was cool as shit. First of all, the breach coming in and Dibny coming out of the breach looking like a total idiot. Dude, that suit is so, but it's funny and it makes me laugh every time I see it.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Like, do you want them to ever get rid of that suit?
I want him to, but at the end of the day, I don't want him to. Like, it's 50-50 because it is, dude, the mask is so terrible and he looks like a Z fucking rate, superhero. It's so good.
He looks like, what was it, Blank Man?
He looks like Blank Man.
Like he's fighting on the crime side with Blank Man.
Oh my God, dude. I remember that movie. What a great movie. Yes, Blank Man. That's a good one. I did like, I like the fact that, you know, he's making jokes. And then the best part about that whole scene, though, is when they breach to get out of there. And then he comes back through the breach and he's like, but, you know, like, can I get your number? And like, we, you know, we can Netflix and chill or whatever. And Sisko has to yank him back through the freaking breach, dude. Dude, Dibny is a, you know, I don't know what
a breath of fresh air.
Yes. He's funny.
He's bringing something to the show that no other character can.
And that's why I like the dude. I think he's funny. And what I think is awesome about the character, though, is he keeps learning lessons and he's learning them the hard way. And that's how people learn.
That's how you grow.
Yeah. And I think what I like about the character is that you see him learn that lesson. He's like, man, I'm kind of a dickhead, you know, like, but I'm going to change. And that's, dude, when you do something wrong and your friends are like, yo, dude, that was kind of shitty, and you learn and you become a better person because of it. Like, I like to see that because I know what that's like, dude. I know what that's like. I mean, with my divorce and everything, I had to think about myself and go, okay, what the fuck is wrong with
me? It's a self-reflection.
Yeah, it's a self-reflection thing. And I think that's why he's a breath of fresh air. And he's fucking hilarious. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know why people, like, some people are hating on him. I'm like, dude, he's funny as shit. I don't know, maybe because I'm probably a douche like he is, and that's why I think it's funny.
It's all the things you would do.
Probably. Yeah.
Running around in underwear on your head.
I did that when I was a kid. I mean, let's be honest. But let me ask you this, and I was kind of wondering this myself. Was the show trying to make Caitlin cool? So, like, you know, so everyone, because everyone loves Killer Frost. Don't get me wrong, I love Killer Frost. But were they trying to make Caitlin cool? So it's like, if she shows up more as Caitlin, we're okay with it.
We're not just waiting for the Killer Frost moment.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to remind you that she does have some value outside of getting cold.
I think you're right. I think, you know, since the first and second season, we've kind of forgot that Caitlin can actually do some shit. And I think when they, you know, they went the whole Killer Frost route. Everyone was like, damn, she's fucking cool as Killer Frost. Do we get more of that?
And it goes back to white bread Caitlin. You're like, boring.
Right. And I think we all forgot how kind of cool Caitlin is anyways, you know, because we've never really not liked her.
No.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we really always liked the character. So, it, you know, she had her down moments, but, you know, but that's.
They basically made Sisko, Wells, and Elongated Man the internet and Twitter.
Yeah.
We love Caitlin, or we love Killer Frost. Killer Frost is so much cooler than Kate and Caitlin. And, you know, they were trying to pull it back and be like, look, she's pretty, her value.
She's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's smarter than to do that. I had no problem with it.
She just did all this shit without any kind of powers.
Yeah. And you know what, dude, I think those powers should be there for like worst case scenario anyways.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't. And I think it's cool that she has him under control.
Yeah. Like we talked about the Incredible Hulk.
Well, yeah.
You don't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah. Well, that's my secret, Bob. I'm always angry. But anyways, I know. Dumb. It was a dumb joke. Whatever. I'm Dibny. So anyways, with that, we're going to take a quick break. Another one, because, you know, that's what we do. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the episode. But first, quick break.
Yeah.
Did you know that Rayman Digital now offers a premium service?
I have to know. I work here.
That's right. I figured that. Besides the weekly free broadcast, Rayman Digital now offers a premium service. And when you pledge to your Patreon page, you automatically become a subscriber.
So what do I get?
Well, that's a great question. And I'm going to tell you right now. The premium service includes video content, plus additional exclusive shows like Star Trek From the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, DC on CW, Supernatural The Crossroads, and more. So head over to patreon.com/RainmanDigital and sign up today, guys. Really, it helps us out a lot, and we really, really, really appreciate it.
Really, really?
Really, 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 really. So please, guys, head over to RainmanDigital, patreon.com.
Baby,
guys, we're back. I fucked up that live read because that's what I do. Let's get into the meat and potatoes kind of this episode and kind of the thing that we were really concerned with seeing, especially in the last couple episodes leading up to, you know, Flash and DeVoe face off type thing. Barry gets trapped by the Thinker. Now, I do want to say this, dude, that scene where he shows up and like, it's just Barry and Iris walking and he just comes out of nowhere. Dude, that was pretty legit, dude. I always thought like his, you know, Professor X chair. I was like, oh man, it's just a chair he floats around in. Nah, dude, that
handicapped
thing,
people are scary.
Oh my God. Oh, that is, what kind of handicapped people, Bob?
As in wheelchairs?
There's other in handicaps, just saying.
We're talking about a dude in a wheelchair.
All right, just saying.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I was going to see if I could get you to say some stuff. No, man, I think that scene was pretty freaking cool. And it was something that kind of threw me off. I did not see that coming. I didn't see them getting, you know, into it that quick. And I also want to point out, too, that it was very much Zoom when he had him dangling from the chair, dude, and he was like flying away. I was like, damn, dude, that's some scary shit.
Another typical
villain maneuver, you know, grab Barry and fly away with him.
Yeah.
You know, Barry's
been dragged across the city by all kinds of different lightning bolts.
Yeah, it's true, man. It is true.
And now a guy with a handicap placard.
A fucking Dr. Octopus arm dragging his ass around. A handicap placard. I just got that. Oh, man. I bet he gets some rad parking spaces, though, for that thing. Mm-hmm. I did like in that scene, because that was a very creepy scene. I mean, he shoots Barry. Barry goes flying. I mean, how many times have we seen Barry go flying and hit trash cans like that? Like,
well, especially from somebody really not what we deem powerful.
Right.
And this isn't a Grodd. This isn't a killer.
This is not a scary villain, if you really, you know, air quote scary villain.
Not a King Shark.
Yeah. He's not a physically imposing villain. And I think that's what's interesting. I mean, look, dude, you look at some of the physical, you know, guys, you know, King Shark. You mentioned Gorilla Grodd. Zoom was even physically imposing. Reverse Flash. Everyone was equally, or if not more, scary as a villain. This dude's a dude in a wheelchair, like a hovering wheelchair with a fucked up brain. Yeah. Like
somebody you feel like you could knock over and just win.
Yeah, you could fucking cow tip his ass and you're good. You could get away.
Like, what are you going to get up?
Yeah, you're not going to walk. You're not walking at me.
Until it's like Dr. Ock hand comes and puts him back in his chair.
Aww. Damn, I always think of the dude from Scary Movie 2 that's in the wheelchair. I can do it! Let me do it! So I wonder if that's how he is. Like, Thinker's at home, he falls down the stairs. I can get up! Don't help me, wife! No, that's me. But I did like, dude, so what was really creepy about that scene, though, was the Thinker telling Barry, like, there are no happy endings. And, like, dude, when you're one of your supposed greatest villains says that to you, that's a kick in the dick, dude.
Especially after Barry's been talking that he wanted to, you know, I'm going to have my happy ending.
That's rough, bro. Especially, too, right after you had that big happy moment, which, you know, I thought was funny that Iris was really pissed.
Your big happy moment that your best friend stole the thunder out of?
Yeah, man. I love that Iris was so bitter about that. So amazing, dude. Because we were all kind of like, damn, that was fucked up, man. Like,
you just don't invite yourself.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I think it was cool that they had Iris say that because, I mean, let me go.
And we're talking about the wedding if you missed it.
Yeah, if you guys hadn't seen the
crossover.
Yeah.
So Olicity felt like it was time to butt in.
Literally butt in. But I thought that was cool that he kind of, you know, he gave us the villain monologue. I mean, a very short, but. You know, we get another one too, but really we get the kind of, okay, this is what's happening. I think after that, you know, Barry is taken. They can't find him. They've searched the Thinker's house. They can't find anyone at this point. Like Barry basically gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
And
Caitlin's gone too.
Talk about a fucked up situation. The Flash is gone, kidnapped. Caitlin's gone, kidnapped. Okay, well, now what the fuck do we do? You know, like, dude, that's tough. Especially, like, dude, if you're a team lead, you know, what decision do you make? Like, for me, that'd be hard because on one hand, you've got the Flash, literally the city's number one superhero, right? Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you've got one of the brightest minds in the world. And I mean, how do you weigh, like, obviously I would think the Flash would outweigh that decision, especially if you're Iris and you think, okay, that's my man.
I just got him.
I just got that.
I just got him back.
I just got him back from the fucking Speed Force. I just married his ass, yeah. You know, and now he's gone again, man. But I did like how she chose. And I do have to pump this up because Iris is pretty awesome. I mean, she's become a really awesome character, and I really respect what they've done with her character, because her choice to pick Caitlin, A, when you think about it, makes way more sense. Barry's a big boy. He's a Flash. He can handle himself, right? I mean, the Thinker's not going to kill him, okay? Like, now, obviously, she doesn't know that, but as, like, it wouldn't be no damn show if come on. I mean, that could bring Wally, and nobody likes that motherfucker. So,
it's like, I signed for at least 20 more episodes.
Right. So, but she makes the choice based on, okay, Barry's the Flash. He can take care of himself. Let's help Caitlin. Even though Caitlin's Killer Frost, she could probably handle herself. At the end of the day, though, that's the safer route, is to help her.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. That's showing Iris become really an integral part of the team as team, you know,
as the real leader,
as the leader, you know, technically speaking, you know, if you really, it's called Team Flash for a reason, because Barry is the Flash, but he's not the one making all the calls. And I think it's cool that they're giving Iris more of, these decisions, these, you know, responsibilities with the team.
A lot better role than being a newspaper reporter.
Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously she's got to start writing again because she's got to write that article that shows up.
I thought the name changed.
Oh, did it stay changed?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that, but I thought that was cool. And I'm glad they did that. You know, if I had to think about it and it was me making the choice, I don't know, man. Would you choose Caitlin? I don't know who you.
I would choose the love of my life.
You'd choose Barry.
Remember, like, her and Caitlin 3 weeks ago didn't even know if they liked each other.
That's a good point. That is very true.
You know, Caitlin, Bobby, was being all weird to her about, like, we're not even real friends.
We're only work acquaintances.
I'd be like, yeah, we're not real friends. Come back, Barry.
Oh, damn. That's. Oh, man. I guess I forgot about that. Damn.
That's the way I looked at it. I was like, fuck, man, Caitlin.
Help yourself out, bitch. I'm going to get my man. I'm going to get my man's. That's not how Iris talks, guys. That's very ghetto. but we do find out that Barry is able to handle himself. A, I didn't even know Barry, like, could do that. Have we ever seen him, like, disappear? Why the fuck does he not use that all the time?
Vibrate in space.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I liked his line to DeVoe when DeVoe was like, you know, I move real fast standing still or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang. I was like, dang, that's freaking cool, man. Cause I don't think we've seen Barry use that maneuver before. And it's neat that we're into, you know, what, the fourth season now, and we're able to see Barry still learn new shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sure someone will correct us if we're wrong, like if he's used this before, but I'm pretty sure he hasn't. And for them to do, you know, be into season four and still find a way to, like, for Barry to learn something new or do something they'd never seen before is pretty cool. I mean, for a dude that runs really fast, it's kind of hard to, like, just come up with new shit, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, last season we got the lightning, him throwing the lightning, which was cool as hell. So again, I mean, we've seen them, you know, we've seen Reverse Flash do the hand thing, and we've seen him do the hand thing. But this is different.
Like, this is another reason I know I couldn't be a superhero, because if I could vibrate in place to be invisible,
what kind of dumb shit would you do?
I'd just be looking at naked chicks.
You'd, like, sneak into, like, locker rooms and shit.
I mean, it's bad.
And that is why you're Rain Man Digital's Mr. Skin.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, like I said, it's different. Like, you could just run in there real fast and nobody would see you and just sit there and vibrate the whole time.
That's the move you just did, and I wish people could have seen it. He was, like, shaking in his chair, and it totally looked bad. Like,
I disappeared.
Yeah, he was moving really fast. I couldn't see him for a second. Stupid.
Holy word.
Now, I do want to talk about the fight with Barry and DeVoe. I thought this fight was clean. And the reason that I liked it, they used, obviously it was CG. I mean, there was heavily CG moments. But it didn't look bad. And again, this is, I think it attributes to the fact that this fight scene was at night and they used nighttime to cover up a lot of inaccuracies in CG. And we're okay with that. We understand the rules. We understand the rules. I'm not going to nitpick it because I thought it looked cool. Even the part where Barry's like on the back of his, you know, handicap mobile and he's got the two arms that come out to shock him. You know, Barry used the move real fast for them to go right through him. They phased right through him. So this whole fight scene was pretty neat. I also liked the shout out or the shout back to the raft suit where we all were like, oh, what the hell is he going to need that for? He can run on water. And then they have the raft suit kick in. So now is that one of the things that Sisko kept in the suit? Because we were wondering, like, what did he keep in the suit when it went all haywire a couple episodes ago?
Yeah.
So he obviously kept the freaking, you know, the inflatable raft suit thing. I wonder what else is in there that we're going to see. There's got to be something else.
Again, you know, I what they did it for was they used the raft suit. It's going to end up being a plot device later on. So when, like, new things pop out of the suit, they're just going to throw it back to, oh, well, we left that in from doing, you know, yeah. the iron flash suit. So we left that one in. You know, and so it's like, oh, well, the raft's still in there. What, like you said, I wonder what else is in there.
Yeah.
That way, when it comes up, they can just be like, no, we can do this. Well, how are we going to say, you know, well, Sisko put it in with the suit. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, that's pretty typical for any TV show is to create a plot device like that. And I don't have a problem with it. I thought it was funny. You know, even Barry's like, oh, thank God, Sisko. Like,
yeah.
And at the end of the day, though, like, what would have happened if he hit the water? Like, he could have just
started vibrating again and
yeah, just phased right through it. Yeah, come on, Barry. God, Barry, you're killing me. I know that. I'm not even a speedster. What the hell? Jeez. Now the biggest reveal, I guess twist that I swear to God I did not see coming, and I know you didn't. Neither of us saw that shit coming.
No.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is DeVoe basically gets rid of his, you know, his handicapped body.
Gets rid of his shitty body.
He gets rid of his dilapidated.
And upgrades to a black man.
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, if I could go from my white penis to a black penis, I'd probably do it. Right? I would like change out. You know, man, like I'm a grower, not a shower now, but like if I could be like a shower and a grower, I would do it.
David.
But I think this was pretty neat. I the whole scene was actually pretty cool. You kind of see Dominic after he gets Amonet basically sells him to the DeVos, and we basically see DeVoe transfer his conscious into Dominic's body. And I think this was a huge, I thought, you know, maybe he was going to suck like the life force out of him or something. Because like, no, like seriously, I didn't think, you know, he was going to transfer his consciousness. I thought, well, that's weird because at the end of the day, like in, you've got this actor cast as Clifford DeVoe.
Who was doing a damn good job.
And now all of a sudden he's gone.
Yeah. He was on like that Mr. Glass level of creepy villain.
Yes. Wow. Great analogy because Samuel L. Jackson in that movie was creepy as shit, dude. If you guys aren't, it's Unbreakable. And yeah, that's a great analogy, Bob, because dude, that was a creepy ass villain. And the thing with DeVoe that I think I've come to really like about the character, at least the guy that was playing him, is that he is creepy as shit. And he's very methodical.
Real calm with his voice.
That's scary, dude.
And his inflections when he talks.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of, again, we don't know much about this actor coming in other than what we saw.
Right.
You know, from him being having a fucking piece of metal in his neck.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of a risk that you got to hope that this guy can hold up of what the other guy kind of set the table for.
Yeah. I mean, the original DeVoe basically makes this hell of a performance that, I mean, what, like you said, Bob, his inflections, the way he talks was very calm and methodical. He was a scary, scary dude. And I think let's hope that the actor that plays Dominic has that same kind of inflection and is able to carry his voice and be the same way. Because that's a risk you take with a curveball like this is that you've got this awesome performance by one actor, right? And then you make this curveball by saying, oh, well, this actor is going to play this. It's, they did it with Tom Cavanaugh to the guy that played Eobard, mm-hmm. right? When they finally revealed his face, Tom Cavanaugh was unreal as Eobard. And now you've got this.
Same thing with Tony Todd doing the voice.
Right. And then, wow, I just blanked. Sears. Is Zoom. So again, it's a really, really big curveball. Yes, but it's also a very big risk. You've got a character who is an actor who's killing the character, you know, and really, really got people hooked in, and you switch it. And if it works out, dude, it is glorious.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, that's
remember.
That's
so, when they brought in Abracadabra and, Sabotar, and they both mention that your greatest opponent, now we know why he lived so long into the future. Because remember, at the beginning of the episodes,
he's going to die.
Well, no, we thought when they showed him in his, you know, his mech suit or whatever, the mech chair. And we thought it was the future. We didn't think it was present day.
That's true. Holy. Yeah, that's
because,
right.
Because, you know, we just had, like I said, Abracadabra who came back and then Sabotar that came back. We thought that it was... He was from the future, but now we know why he's in the future. We also know why they can't figure out who he is, because if he keeps changing bodies like this, he obviously is going to live past the season.
Yep. And he can change his body whenever he feels like
if you need like a specific, I hope they start explaining like that he can't just jump into like,
well,
a turtle.
He's fucking Michelangelo after he jumps into a Ninja Turtle.
You're like, nobody will suspect me here.
Ha-ha! He just turns into Master Splinter. No, well, what's cool about that, Bob, is I'm guessing is why he had to create these metas. The metas are there for him to jump into their bodies because a meta is going to be the only thing that can handle the mind process.
And if he's keeping them into the, and they're all jailed in the same place.
They're all jailed in the same place. And if you think about it, that's why now my question here is, now that he's switched bodies with Dominic, right? Does he still have telepathy? Does he still have the meta power of being able to read people's minds that Dominic did?
Oh, you're wondering if there's like a dominant meta gene or something?
Right. I mean, obviously he's still incredibly smart because he transferred his consciousness into Dominic. But my question is, does Dominic's body still have telepathy? Is he still able to be super duper smart?
Oh, dude, if that's the case, then he takes all 12. Remember, because we talked about he's making this army, but if he just starts taking over the bodies. But then again, like I hope there's like a order or some kind of like badass meta that he's going to end up in his final form, because he's got a fucking fat ass wheezing guy, you know,
he's got it. I'm here. I'm the computer hacker.
I am now the thinker, the Buffalo Girl.
It's funny you said that, like his final form, but it would be neat. Like to see him jump into a body that's like, you know, like
maybe elongated man.
Oh, did
because then he can make any shape that he wants.
Yeah, and then he can walk. Oh, wait, he can walk with Dominic. Yeah, sorry. I think this is cool. I that scene was badass, dude, where he had the chair and he's sitting there and he's got like that thing wrapped around Dominic's head. That was legit. I think, dude, they've got endless possibilities. And honestly, man, for once, and don't get me wrong, guys, Zoom, Reverse Flash, Sabotar, these characters were scary. Like, don't get me wrong. But I truly feel with the Thinker, it's different this time. He's 22 steps ahead of the team.
Yeah.
And we find that out with the very last part of the episode where Barry gets an alarm at the apartment and he goes there and he finds DeVoe's old body stabbed with one of the knives, which those knives were, again, plot device. Mm-hmm. But we find DeVoe's body.
Which at the beginning, I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, what do they have that for? You know, it's going to be for something, but his body, his old body, is laying in his apartment, just stabbed. And of course, he called the freaking police department. Now, my question to you, though, Bob, if you're standing there, you're the Flash, door slow-mo blowing open, do you run or do you stay? Because that's the question that I was wondering.
I probably stay.
And why?
Because I know I'm innocent. I know I have friends and family, like the team behind me. Dad will figure it out.
And you got friends in high places.
Yeah. I think if you run, what you do is you put Joe, you Iris, everybody like not at risk, but then it's just like, if I was to run and I'm always with you, Ryan, they're going to be like, Ryan, where would your friend go?
You're hiding Bobby. Where's he at?
So it's all in their shit. If Barry just gets arrested, you know, and kind of, I mean, it was weird for me because I'm like, wow, this is exactly what happened to his dad.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. So like, if you think about it, now he's his dad, he's locked up in jail. And here's the thing. His dad was framed for a fucking murder too. Now it's like, so here's the thing that gets me.
There is no happy ending.
There is no happy ends. And here's the thing that kills me about this is that now the name Alan is synonymous with murdering. Even with Barry gets off of it, you know, of course he's going to be innocent and, you know, they're going to find a way to get him out of jail. But at the end of the day, now your dad was convicted of murder. Oh, just kidding. By the way, he's innocent. Then, you know, Barry is convicted or, you know, like of murder, or obviously he's, you know, guilty until proven innocent. But, you know, that the Barry Allen or the Allen name is now synonymous with freaking murdering people, like stabbing somebody with a knife. Like, dude, that's rough, man. Also, since when does the police captain go flying into someone's house on a raid? You know, because they had Captain, I was blank on the dude's name.
Sing.
Yes. He was the one leading the damn raid into the house.
But
it's Barry.
It's Barry.
Yeah.
And we like they've established that the cop, like his police department, knows that Barry has Alan or has issues with Defoe. So, you know, I think it was to bring a familiar face into the thing.
Right. To make it more relevant.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I don't know, man. That whole ending there was very much like, holy shit. Like, where the hell, how are we
unexpected
gonna,
by far. Like, I figured it was going to end on a down note because by this part, I was already, you know, I've been through Legends and I've been through Supergirl and they both ended on a shitty note. I was like, oh, this is where we're going this year. All four of them are going to be like, bang.
Yeah. I haven't watched Legends yet, but I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, it seems like that's the thing. They had the happy moment with the Earth X, you know, the crossover. Now it's like, just kidding. Here's your heartstrings, ripping those motherfuckers out.
Here's reality.
Yeah, here's reality. All right, guys. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're actually going to do something different. We're going to talk about our highlights, our lowlights, and some other big bad rankings and things like that. So, but first, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back. My mama told me never bow your head. Whoa. I feel glorious, glorious. Got a chance to start again. I was born for this. USA Opley. That's the company behind your favorite top-quality custom board games made with the brands that you guys love. They're your source for authentic and hot pop culture board games and puzzles. They also create award-winning tabletop experiences that will keep your game nights fully entertained with laughter and shareable memories. Brands include Game of Thrones, Rick and Morty, Star Trek, The Walking Dead, and hundreds of more. Be sure to check out their list of games by heading to usaopoly.com. That's usaopoly.com. All right, we are back. Instead of final thoughts, we're going to go ahead and do something a little bit different from the midseason finale. We're going to talk about our overall first half of the year. So we're going to talk about some highlights, some lowlights, how this big bad ranks, and then possibly some predictions that I'm sure that we'll both fuck up and they won't be right at all. So first thing that we'll talk about is some highlights for this season. That's a great question. I think overall, I think the biggest highlight, and this is just for me, the biggest highlight that we've seen in this first half is that we're back to the original formula of Flash. I think, you know, we're back to lovable Barry. We're back to, you know, yes, we've got a big crisis looming, but the first half of this season was very much, you know, back to the
familiar.
And I think that's what we wanted. We talked about that last season, with the season finale and everything, is that we really just had a problem with, you know, emo Barry and everything being sad and woe is me. And I think, they've rectified some of that with adding Dibny. I think he's definitely one of the highlights of the season. And they added a character that brought back levity and brought back some funniness, even though Barry's still kind of his old self now. He's added another element that I think we like.
Mm-hmm.
For lowlights, I really, I don't know. I mean, did you have anything specific?
No, there wasn't anything that like stands out as far as like even going through all like the reviews in my head to where we're just like, we absolutely hate this. You know, some of the other shows, we definitely have those.
Yeah.
But this one has been pretty okay. You know, maybe a little, though, the typical, our typical Wally West stuff.
Yeah. And and that's the thing, man. And we talk about that. And guys, we don't fully hate Wally. Like, the thing is, like, I just don't think he's suited for the show anymore.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of outgrown the show. And I don't mean that in like a good way. I just mean that we don't need more speedsters. And at the end of the day, I think he's much better suited for Legends.
Yeah.
I think if he was on Legends, he would be a character that would really grow there.
Yeah.
And we'd want to see him come back.
And again, you know, I mentioned during our crossover, you know, the things that they did with him when he was kind of like dance fighting, I'll call it.
Right.
You know, where it was a cool different looking type of speedster is shit that they need to do with him, not just make him run like Barry and Faceman. You know, give him his own rhythm, man.
You know, make him do some fucking breakdance moves, man. I mean, like, that scene was cool as shit, though. Like, stopping the bullets and throwing him back. Like, that was pretty badass.
Yeah. And then it wasn't a typical speedster thing that we're used to seeing out of Barry.
I'm going to run fast. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, I mean, as far as lowlights go, guys, I don't think Bob and I really have any big ones that stood out. We were like, oh, that was terrible. So, again, that's good, though.
That's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing at all. Now, let's talk about how this big bad ranks compared to the other ones that we've seen so far. We're in season 4. Okay. We've had Zoom. We've had Reverse Flash. We've had
Savitar.
So this is our fourth, air quote, big bad.
Yeah.
I honestly think this one's a little bit more serious. And what I mean by that is all the other ones, like I said earlier in the show, are physically imposing. They were scary. This one's scary on another level. This one's scary because he's always ahead of the team. He knows how the future goes. And he's doing this a different way than being physically imposing. Now, obviously, he's got a new body, and who knows what he can do with this new body. But at the end of the day, he's thinking.
He's ahead. We've seen him stop Barry punching and do all these things that aren't physical, but he knows what's going on. Yeah. And he's played out those calculations in his head.
If I had to rank him, you know, out of 4, you know, if I put, honestly, man, I might put him number 2.
Behind?
Probably Reverse Flash.
Okay. For me, it's Zoom.
Zoom?
Zoom's 1. I would put Thinker 2. I don't have Reverse Flash up there because for me, Reverse Flash just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
And remember, that's the only reason he made Barry as fast as he did.
Zoom just wanted to be an asshole.
Yeah. Zoom was just a dick.
Yeah. Big time dick, dude. Yeah. I could see that. The reason I put Reverse Flash is because it is the Flash's ultimate villain.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, at the end of the day, he wanted to go home, but he truly hates Barry Allen too.
Yeah.
So I think I would still have Reverse Flash up there for me. I think it would be Thinker, Zoom, then Savitar. And dude, for a villain to be ranked 2 halfway through the damn season, that's pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
That shows that we're liking them doing something differently here. You know, not having another speedster or whatever.
Yeah, it's not a race.
Now, predictions for what's going to happen in the second half of the season. This is not my forte, but I do want to say this. I think that the Thinker is using these other metas and he's going to swap his body around. I truly think that's going to happen. We still haven't seen, what, 3 more metas?
Yeah, and then the ones that are still in jail, you know, that have already been locked up.
So I think we may see that. I think we may see in the second half here, see him switch bodies a few times. Now, is that going to happen? Probably not. They wouldn't cast someone out of the blue and then have him transfer his body. And then, you know, 3 episodes later, transfers his body.
Yeah.
So, but I think that would be neat. I think that'd be a cool plan. And like you said, that would be cool that's how he is able to stay alive for so long.
Yeah. Because again, the future people, and I didn't even think about that till we went on the air. The future knows who he is.
Yeah.
And then only by name or by the Thinker.
I think also another prediction, I think Dibny gets his suit before the end of the season. He's going to lose the gray suit and he'll actually have a full on elongated man suit.
Okay.
Which I think would be neat because I think, you know, he's going to be a character on the show.
Yeah.
I think they're feeling it out, see if the people like him. I like him.
I like him.
So I think you know, that's two. That's it. That's enough. That's
all
more
matters,
than,
right?
It's all matters. This show is all matters. So, I mean, other than that, man, I don't honestly know where we're going. I don't know how this season's going to end. And I like that. I like not knowing. I'm like not being like, well, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Because like, for me, for like the prediction part, it's hard to say because I want to know what happens to the guy's abilities that he took over.
I want to know that too.
You know, because he could be a strong motherfucker if he just keeps jumping body to body.
It
and
all depends on
over,
who he jumps into.
You know, but just any power in general.
Yeah.
You know, just as stacking meta powers on meta powers would just be insane.
He would end up being like the end all be all.
Yeah.
Damn, that'd be hard to stop, bro.
You know, and I want to predict that they go that way because that'd be an amazing thing for like the team to try to have to figure out. It's like, how do you figure out a guy that can read your mind, can calculate everything that you already do, you know? But again, knowing what's going to happen is he needs somebody with the intellect kind of meta type thing to get into. And that's why he went after this guy.
Yeah. Which,
you know. Thinking and knowing every move is basically this, yeah, telepathy.
I think that's very true. It's a form of telepathy.
If I know every move on the board, and so technically I can predict what you're going to do.
Yeah. You know what, man? I truly like that we don't know what's going to happen. And I think that leaves us really kind of excited for the second half. And we come back, what, in January?
January, yeah. So the second week in January.
We're going to be off a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. And now, you know, we're going to be sitting at home twiddling our thumbs, wishing we were watching The Flash. But, you know, with that, guys, that is going to do it for today's DC on CW, The Flash edition. You can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rayman Digital app. Also, stay tuned. We will be live with the Arrow edition coming right up here. Also, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Guys, we'll see you at the end of the break.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.